And the density of states looks like this. So there's a lowest energy, which corresponds to the bottom of the parabola. And there are no states below that energy. And then from then on, the density of states is just a constant. This is a convenient thing because constants are easy to integrate. And we need to integrate the density of states times the Fermi energy and so forth. But now to get the electron density, looks like this. It's the integral of the density of states. The electron density at zero temperature will be the integral of the electron, the density of states times the Fermi function at zero temperature. The Fermi function is just a step function, and from this I can get the Fermi energy for the two-dimensional case, and it's looks like this. The Fermi energy just grows linearly with the electron density. So this Fermi energy